Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, unity and community. You are listening now live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is indeed how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I began, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, June 3rd, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai in Mecca, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo obey a life path and journey, passing down the great obey estate in the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I humbly and respectfully offer you to join us here in this square circle of gods and goddesses each and every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, always live and in archive at your leisure and convenience. My live listen call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me as we move forward this divine, all-blessed Friday. We indeed do give thanks and invite you to join me via my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation. We are not new at this. I've been doing this now 30 years. Many of the practitioners within my circle have been with me for decades, not months, not years, decades. And we indeed stand on a platform and foundation, which allows us to guarantee results. We remove blocks, specialize in doing battle in all sorts of difficult and block situations of every type and endeavor, and we specialize in results. And do also recognize many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, excuse me, astrologers, numerologists, practitioners who can be located via my various virtual temple groups beginning in the center of the first page of my website, Professional Expert Consultant, via www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Manifestation, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Revelations, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And do continue to support these powerful voices featured within the King's Chamber and Queen's Chamber of my website, respectively, where you will find my elders, godmothers, mentors, if you will, divine volunteer, Dr. Joy of Unlimited Joy. See what one Orisha can do, sensory increases of love, money, and life situations. There you will find my sister priestess, goddess, mother of Orisha, super queen, the solution. You will also find the queen, goddess, UK's of the goddess palace, universal opulence, keeping excellence sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio archive player and the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Sister Priestess Amenti Anuket and her Temple Radio Show Master of Astrology. Amenti Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe by way of spirituality and religion, specializing in astrology. You can enjoy her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Be mindful that my dear friend and respected elder, the Queen Ifama, the truth terrorist, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth, can be found via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Also offering her original and handcrafted African jewelry and products. So please do take the time to explore Queen Ifama in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Gogo Nana Alana Omare, an authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, ocean priestess, Gogo Nana Alana Omare, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. Contact Goddess Love Light if you are indeed serious about transforming on all levels. You can find her in the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you also find Sister Avana, Racism, Non-Anonymous, and the Recovery Room, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, Racism, Non-Anonymous, uniquely designed with the African in mind. Via Sister Avana's Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find community member and faithful sponsor Angelic Soap, offering real handcrafted vegetable oils and other high quality ingredients to ensure a gentle cleansing, rich, low moisturizing lather soap. They also utilize fair trade-based oils, including raw, organic, unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butter. They specialize in soaps for special cleansings and ritual baths. So please do continue to support those who support us, and we indeed support Angelic Soap. There in the Queen's Chamber, you will also find Queen Felice Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels and African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle all in one centralized location via the Queen's Chamber of my website. Many, many more powerful queens, goddesses, evangelists, psychic spiritualists coming to the Queen's Chamber in coming days. Also, continue to explore the King's Chamber of my website, where you will find the Reverend Machadi Baruti and the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministries and ministry teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by the Reverend Machadi Baruti and Susan Mitchell via their Blog Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness with the Big Seed via the King's Chamber of my website and his archive radio player. Also continue to be aware of and support the bookstore, CD store, MP3 store, where you will find on the second page of my website very powerful historical books, as well as traditional African ritual music CDs and DVDs, R&B, soul, jazz, world, reggae, and just about everything in between can be found featured on the second page of my website. I also wish to continue to show great support and reverence for our local community, giving respect to our Congo Square community and circle who gathers each and every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Congo Square, Armstrong Park, New Orleans, Louisiana, across from the historic French Quarter. Also, we have some current events, too, that I'm going to take the time today to share. So I greatly appreciate your support, your attention, as well as your patience. Tomorrow we will be having a march against corruption beginning at the aquarium, at the end of Canal Street, just in front of the aquarium. And many of you know the aquarium at Harris Casino, where we will begin a city march, a community effort to march against corruption here in the city. And we will walk down Canal Street from the Aquarium of America down to Rampart, make a left on Rampart and head to City Hall at Perdido, where speakers will take a moment to let the leaders of our city know that corruption will not be tolerated by the citizens who expect a good quality life, pay taxes, and are tired of the same old, same old. The attire for the day will be loose-fitting clothes that is expected to feel like at least 100, 101 degrees on tomorrow. So wear white T-shirts, walking, tennis shoes. Make sure you wear airy clothes and bring water. This is not intended to be an economic boost, if you will, for the businesses on Canal Street. So please do bring items like water, sunscreen, hats, umbrellas, cameras, and packed lunches. There's a 30% chance for thunderstorms, scattered thunderstorms on tomorrow. Those locals in New Orleans, you know what that means. It's hit or miss. It might even be wanted and beneficial. But by all means, be prepared for any changes in the weather. For further details, please do contact me, as well as many of the other participants who will be available to answer some of your questions about the New Orleans Walk Against Corruption and some of the other organizations that I'm linked to via my Facebook page by going to www.facebook.com/The Divine Prince. We most certainly appreciate those local and close enough to be local for a day to participate with us in this community grassroots effort sponsored by WBOK and radio here in New Orleans, as well as some of the community activists of our community. Also, I want to give you an early heads up, particularly for those of you who are out of town, that on July 2nd, 2011, we will be celebrating or holding, I should say, our remembrance, our memorial, Ma'afa commemoration, which is the commemoration of the transatlantic slave trade and its global effects on people of African descent. And these events will begin at sunrise on July 2nd, 2011, 6:30 a.m. We will meet at Congo Square, Armstrong Park. Morikiba Kouyaté, Choirmaster from Senegal, Michelea Harrison, Zion Trinity, Npugola Zipu from West African Dance Troupe will also be present. Kids Play Nola drumming. Kids Play Nola will be present as well as drumming. Tito Sampa, founder and artistic director of Mbonji Dance Theater Project from Congo, from the Congolese, will be present, as well as, of course, Baba Luther Gray, Mohawk Hunters, SGI, New Orleans Jazz, Takio drummers, dancers, performers. It will be a great event. There will be dancers and drummers from the Congo, from Cuba, from Haiti, present to be with us in this Ma'afa commemoration, where we will march, if you will, from Congo Square through the historic French Quarter to the ferry, where we will cross the river and we will toss cowrie shells and flowers and give praise and thanks and honor and respect to our ancestors as we cross over the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi, which you all know is high, 17 feet high right now, higher than it normally would be, and it's quite active, and it will be quite a dramatic, profound spiritual event. We will board the ferry to Algiers, walk to Algiers Point, and then we will motorcade back across the Mississippi Bridge there back into the city. So it will be a profound event, the Ma'afa commemoration on July 2nd, 2011, here in the beautiful, historic, legendary New Orleans, Louisiana. Please do feel free to contact me for more information. And it is indeed open to the public. Again, we will begin in Congo Square, Armstrong Park, have a procession related to historical points of interest. We will make a stop at the Tomb of the Unknown Slave at St. Augustine in Treme, the historic Treme that many of you are seeing on TV every week. And then we will walk from Treme into the French Quarter, past Jackson Square, to the river, to the ferry. At noon, to Algiers Point, I should say first, to the village in Algiers. And then at noon, we will meet at Ashe Cultural Arts Center, where we will have food and beverage. Kids Play Nola will perform and be present. There will be culminating events with, again, performers from the Congo, from Cuba, from Brazil, from Haiti, Haiti Fanfan, Cuban Lamora. And then at 7 p.m., we will have a concert with OU Oro at Ashe, for a $10 admission, located at 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard here in New Orleans, Louisiana. And the Ashe Cultural Center website is www.ashecac.org. Again, that's www.ashecac.org. That is my offer Saturday, July 2nd. 2011. The next day, on July 3rd, at our usual drumming, again, we expect it to be a profound event. I did have some information about special guests for that day, but I'm not seeing it now for some reason. But indeed, give thanks. Many of you know it. I will post it on Facebook at some point, so do connect with me there. There will actually be many events that will be taking place from now until July 2nd and beyond, too many to enumerate here during the show. We will have a drum workshop taught by master Cuban drummer Roman Diaz on June 30th. We will have Brazilian and Congolese dance and drum classes on June 27th. So again, do connect with me if you haven't done so already. Quick follow on my main Blog Talk Radio profile, and then check my Blog Talk Radio profile. There is a link there back to my Facebook at facebook.com/TheDivinePrince, where you can be up to date about many of these powerful events. Some of them will be historic events. So indeed, you want to be connected and present with me. We want to continue to show our support for my favorite gem store, gem mineral, fossil provider, crystal retailer, Joy Guha Sarkar at EarthOdysseyNola.com, www.EarthOdysseyNola.com. She is located at 306 Chartres Street in the beautiful, historic, and legendary French Quarter of New Orleans, Louisiana. Her website is www.EarthOdysseyNola.com. Open 7 days a week, your source for unique jewelry, minerals, fossils, and beads. And on yesterday, I went in and picked out some more profound quartz, clear quartz points, about 4 inches long, 3 to 4 inches long, about an inch or so in diameter. Powerful healing as well as ritual ceremonial pieces for transformation, reverberation, materialization, manifestation, demonstration, and all those things in between, healing, remote Reiki, dream work, clearing of energies and chakra centers, working with persons, places, and things you can't otherwise connect with on the physical realm. Crystal work is your avenue for doing so. Ancient cultures and civilizations understood this. We are indeed just now reconnecting with that awareness. We would like to also continue to show our support for King and Queen Emporium International, located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Sturgeon Wall Street here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Their website is www.KingAndQueenEmporium.com. Again, www.KingAndQueenEmporium.com, where they offer body oil, burning oil, incense, candle, resins, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shave souffle, buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley t-shirts, caps, hats, posters, cultural items, CDs and DVDs, and, of course, they are a great location for keeping up to date on some of the community activities and events. So we continue to support King and Queen Emporium.com. I appreciate Ndaye and her connection, and I continue to sponsor her as well as she sponsors I. And we do indeed give thanks. I show appreciation for Priestess Miriam Shamani, founder and Queen Mother, the Voodoo Spiritual Temple located at 828 North Rampart Street here in the historic French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. Her website is www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. One of my godmothers, mentors, supporters. She's definitely helped me out of many a jam, and I most certainly appreciate her continued divine being and presence here locally in the city. My favorite supply house, Felix Figueroa F&S Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply, located at 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Their phone number is 504-482-5400. They offer sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, Ifa, Yoruba, Sensoria, Lakomi, Halo, Hoodoo, Influence, and Supplies. Indeed, we continue to support a longtime member, in our community, Felix Figueroa FNF Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply. We also show our appreciation for the Tremaine Villa New Orleans African American Museum, located 1418 Governor Nichols Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116, 1418 Governor Nichols Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Their website is www.noaam.org, www.noaam.org, New Orleans African American Museum. We also support a member of our Orisha community, Marcus Akinlana, who is a master artist, fine artist, located at the Gallery Cayenne, 702 Decatur Street in the French Quarter, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116, where he offers murals, wearable art, glassware, and many, many other fine art items. His website is www.akinlana.net. Again, that's www.akinlana.net. Marcus Akinlana, Alafia, indeed, we do give thanks. We also want to show some support for Shakur, another fine artist being featured right now at Gallery Cayenne, 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, offering originals, D-Clay, prints, murals, portraits, home decor. Shakur's website is www.shakurart.com, www.shakurart.com, shakurart.com. We also want to continue to support Indaye and Sula, as well as Zion Trinity and Oshun Ade. We greatly appreciate Zion Trinity songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, and traditional African ritual music. Just about everything in between. They offer world beat, reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual, and perform with performers such as the Wailers, Joseph Hill and Culture, Lucky Doobie and Maze, and Frankie Beverly, and many, many more. They offer festivals, workshops, background vocals, jingles, commercials, studio sessions, conventions, and conferences. And you will often have the opportunity to meet Master Healer, Spiritualist Sula, with us on Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. during our Congo Square gathering. Every now and then, Andaye and Oshunede are also present there. So we continue to support those who support us. And Zion Trinity, their website is www.ZionTrinityBand.com, www.ZionTrinityBand.com. They can also be found at YouTube at www.YouTube.com/ZionTrinity. Know that I can also be found on YouTube at YouTube.com/DivinePrince. I can also be found at YouTube.com/VoodooTye, VoodooTye. You can always contact me here via my main Blog Talk Radio profile for more information via my Facebook at Facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Also via my campaign/TheDivinePrince. I'm strongly trying to promote mycampaign.com/TheDivinePrince, particularly for its accessibility to my other links, but more importantly for the accessibility to the virtual temple group, where we wish to continue to show support for the other spiritualists within my House of the Divine Prince virtual temple groups, which can be found on my main Keen profile at keen.com/divine-prince, always on my website at houseofthedivineprince.com, but most importantly at mycampaign.com /TheDivinePrince. I also want to take the time to announce the 15th annual New Orleans Dance Festival. Artistic Director Beverly Trask, a celebration of the dance and musical traditions of Congo, Cuba, Haiti, Brazil, and New Orleans, beginning June 25th to July 2nd, which is my AFA commemoration day, 2011. Special performances by Oyo Oro Afro-Cuban Dance Ensemble at the Ashe Cultural Center at 7 p.m. on my AFA commemoration day, July 2nd, but also many, many more events in between July 25th to July 2nd, too numerous for me to mention here on the show. So for more information, you want to visit the website as it is placed on my Facebook page at facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Also by visiting www.nodancefestival.org. That's N-O for New Orleans Dance Festival.org. And of course, it's on my Facebook. I will be more than happy to provide more information for anyone local as well as those who may be planning on traveling. There's always something going on in New Orleans. It's sort of become a running joke with me and some of my in-house clients, particularly those from out of state, who often call or email me. And my typical response is, well, we celebrated, we honored, we remembered, we marched against, we drummed against. Indeed, it's an entertainment-fueled city. It's a historically, legendarily, spiritually-fueled city, if I can create some words and string them together. It's unique. It is considered to be the most unique city in America. It's considered to be the most non-Southern-like city in America, if you can believe that. And that is often because of our international port city influence. You find everything here, and many languages being spoken here, many cultures coming together to create this gumbo that we call and love and continue to come back to after the flood, New Orleans. So we appreciate your support, your love, your interest in New Orleans, and I most certainly enjoy bringing it to you. I'm going to quickly respond to a question in the live chat. I welcome each and every one of you humbly. Aminti Astrology, Caribbean Radio Show, Goddess Mother Marisha, Omo Yemaya, H2O Network, Queen Enchantress, Spiritus Catherine, everybody on this that I just named, except for, I think, Queen Enchantress and maybe Spiritual Catherine, do not have a Blog Talk Radio show. Everyone else has one. So support Aminti Astrology. Follow her. Caribbean Rainbow Show, follow them. Goddess Mother Varisha, Super Queen, follow her and hers. Omo Yemaya, H2O Network, follow them. And we welcome Queen Enchantress and Spiritualist Catherine to find your voice and join us in become a part of this Blog Talk Radio experience. I know for me personally, it's been a blessing, both financially, but also by way of community and co-unity. And I greatly appreciate this portal of Blog Talk Radio, even with its challenges and its challengers. Understand, we live in a plastic, seasonal, cyclical, weather-driven, always revolving, always moving, earth plane dimension for which many of us are ill prepared to navigate. But there will always be challenges, always be challengers. We must pick and choose our battles. We must plant our seeds and expect harvest and expect crop. Aminti, to throw the baby out with the bathwater is one of those old Southern, you might even say slavery time parables that slaves created to make sense of more profound, complex ways of thinking. To throw the, if you wash your baby, think about it, if you wash your baby, see, back in that day, they washed the baby in a wash pan. And if you see many voodoo videos, even if you watch the Goddess Love Life video, the most recent one, Orgasmic, that she placed on my page, she had some candles burning, a red one and a white one. Those are the pans that we're talking about. Those are old southern wash pans. They're metal, and then they're coated with a white enamel. I'm not sure what that enamel is, but it's almost like a glass-like surface. And you would wash in those. So you would wash the baby in this wash pan. And, of course, at the end of the wash, you know, back in those days, you know, they didn't have plumbing, bathroom. A lot of people didn't have indoor bathrooms. So you would open a window and you would toss it out. Well, you most definitely wouldn't toss the baby out with your dirty bathwater. So when people use that now in modern terms, and let me give you a good example, because we talk about this privately a lot. You have many of our quote-unquote conscious community, I often refer to them in a derogatory sense as armchair revolutionaries, who sort of huff and puff and inflame and are full of rage, and rightly so. I legitimize their anger. I legitimize the rage. But we often throw the baby out with the bathwater. We say the system is evil, so it's all evil. The people are evil, so they're all evil. And let's play a game here. Let's say that was true. I don't see them burning their money. I don't see them burning Social Security cards. I don't see them gathering now to destroy their identities in a public way. I don't see them expatriating outside of the country to other locations. So that's throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Let me use another quick example. Many of us, including myself within that same group, have had our issues with religion. So there's a growing energy now, again, within that quote-unquote conscious community, who wants to now throw out all religion, to include spirituality, to include mysticism, to include healing, to include all these things that we truly need, truly understand. And our ancients and our ancestors and our parents and our great-grandparents truly understood. Remember, my grandparents who are on my page right now, on top of my Facebook page, my great-grandparents, all four of them, my mother's grandparents, my father's grandparents, they didn't go to doctors. They didn't go to hospitals. They sought the herbs. They sought the roots. They sought nature. But they understood the value of religion. They understood the value of spirituality. And it's presumptuous of us. And I think it's often, again, to pick on my pet peeve group, the armchair revolutionaries, a result of really not having read any books. You read one or two books that inflame you and that get you going, which we all have. That's a part of getting you fuel from the fire to move forward spiritually, politically, revolutionary-wise, to become active, is that certain sense of discomfort, that certain sense of anger. But you're not supposed to sit in it. It's weather. It's seasonal. It moves around. It's not supposed to become your new religion. It's not supposed to become your all-present personality and attitude. And some of us think that, you know, I hope I answered your question a minute, because I know I tend to ramble and get into other areas. That's what throwing the baby out with the bathwater is. So we've had a problem with religion, so all religion is bad. That's just not the case. We know we've had some people that we've befriended within our community who now say that ATR is crazy, who now claim a platform on the Bible. But say they're operating from voodoo. that's creating part of this confusion, part of this disillusionment, part of this throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Again,